Welcome back to Spanning the State. I'm Kristen Bry.
I'm Brian Noonan. You know, after living in the Midwest with harsh winters and blizzards for years and years, a lot of people, myself included, may fantasize about moving to a tropical island. Doesn't that sound nice? The sun all the time, palm trees, the beach. It sounds great until it isn't. Well, 2 weeks after the western coast of Florida was ravaged by Hurricane Helene, residents are bracing for and running from Hurricane Milton. According to the Weather Channel, Milton will make landfall in Florida as a major hurricane tonight into early Thursday. The storm is going to bring destructive, life-threatening storm surge along the western Florida Gulf Coast, as well as devastating hurricane-force winds. Those will occur near the coast and inland through central Florida. Catastrophic and life-threatening flash flooding is possible. And as we watch the coverage, it's hard not to wonder what it would be like to be in those residents' shoes, the people who were actually there and having to make these life-and-death decisions just for where they chose to live. What do you bring with you? How do you get out? All of that. Well, my youngest brother, Patrick, or as we like to call him normally, number five, is, because they don't like me to mention their names. Number five lives in Bradenton Beach on Anna Maria Island, which is about an hour south of Tampa. It's a beautiful barrier island. His community and that area is estimated to take the brunt of Milton. He joins us now to talk about what it's like when Mother Nature turns violent on you. Patrick, thanks for being here. And I was just telling Kristen, this is the hardest interview I've had to prep for because, one, it's not just facts, it's personal, and I can't imagine what it's like to have to evacuate 2 weeks ago, come back last week to be trying to do cleanup, and hearing that you're going to have to go away. What was it like when you were able to get back on the island to your house after Helene?
Hi, Brian, Kristen. Thanks for having me. When we got back on initially, so Helene hit, it'll be 2 weeks this Thursday, Bradenton Beach was hit the hardest. So we had to take the local fishing captains actually took us by boat from the mainland Cortez or Bradenton and boated us over so we could see what our house was. And that's how it was for the Bradenton Beach residents until Monday, where we were able to walk across the bridge. And when we got off the boat at the Broken City Pier on a week ago Friday, it was like devastation, like nothing I had ever seen before. It was like walking through, you know, almost like, you know, there was like a bomb went off. It was very odd and eerie at the same time.
And so then to turn around and have to leave again, I mean, what are you expecting your house to even be there after this?
I don't know. It's out of my hands at this point. My house, we were lucky enough to build up 5 years ago. So there's a chance, but there's also a chance there couldn't be. It wouldn't be there. So it's just now it's just a waiting game to see where it is. I hope it's there, but if it's not there, that's not in the plans, I guess, and we start over.
So when that's horrible to even hear, but when you come back and you're, you know, between Helene and you see all the devastation, and we've all seen the pictures, explain to people, because I've told friends of mine and I've told Kristen and Rhea, our producer, that you literally live right across the street from the Gulf. And one thing that I didn't think of when I first started hearing about storm surge is everything that comes with it. It's not just the water, right?
No, it wasn't just the water. There was sand and sludge and, you know, things that were floating around from different parts of the neighborhood that were in your yard or in your garage or in your house that come along with it. We had pretty good sized sand dunes that are no longer there. It's just one flat beach that goes from the beach to the road. I live 50 yards from the entrance to the beach. And you used to not be able to see the water standing on the street, and now you can see it clearly.
And so
There was, for instance, there was a trailer, like the size of a semi-trailer freezer at a restaurant across the street from my house. It traveled two blocks by the force of water and lodged into a fence. There were holes in cinder block walls that were blown out by the force of a Helene and the storm surge. And that was just 6 to 7 foot storm surge 2 weeks ago.
What are they expecting tonight?
They're currently saying anywhere between 10 and 15 feet.
So what is, well, there was you did also evacuate for Helene. You didn't stick around for that.
Yeah, no, we evacuated because the warnings the last 2 weeks ago were really eerie about storm surge. We've been told about storm surge before, but haven't gotten it. but the officials and the news, especially our government officials, were telling us to leave. And, you know, we made a pact when we have a mandatory evacuation that we would leave the island. And so we left. I left Wednesday evening last week before.
And then when did you leave for Milton?
I left my house. I turned off my breakers and my main breaker at 11:30 on Sunday night when I saw a post of from Cortez, Florida, which is right across the bridge from me. It's the last commercial fishing village. That the paramedics and the firemen were going around, going door to door, knocking on the door, telling people to leave tonight or by 8 o'clock Monday morning because they feared that flooding would start from the rain. So I left 11:30 on Sunday night.
We see pictures now of people who were trying to evacuate. How bad was it for you?
It took me, I made it on Monday from, I was located in Lakewood Ranch, which is about 15 miles inland, to Savannah. It took me 11 hours, which usually takes between 5 to 6 hours. It took me 6 hours to go 115 miles on I-75.
Ugh.
It was so slow that I had food in the car and I was able to make a ham and cheese sandwich actually sitting in traffic on I-75.
It's good to have priorities.
Yeah. And so
but you didn't want to get off.
No.
What is the direct, like, is there directions on where to even go? Because I've seen that there's now surging in flights, right? Like flights from out of Tampa were double what they usually are. And obviously people, but it's like, is there even help for people of like who don't have family elsewhere on where they should be going?
Yeah. So the county opens up shelters inland where you can get away. So if you don't have the ability to go to get out, they do have that. They had buses running from Anna Maria Island. There was Uber gives you free rides to shelter at this time. So there are shelters inland and higher ground to get you to if you can't. The governor doesn't allow the hotels to not allow pets. So most hotels are all supposed to allow pets to go to. They tell you really just to get out of the cone. You know, if you see the cones that they show, they say get out of there because you don't know where it can turn. Like, we don't know where it'll hit land now. It could turn, you know, anywhere between 50 to 60 miles at this point.
We've heard the terms you mentioned, mandatory evacuation. I know there's also voluntary evacuations. What's the difference, and what is, like, what makes somebody stay if there's even a mandatory evacuation?
So I'll answer the first one. Mandatory evacuation is issued by the county level and then the cities, and what that means is They're telling us to leave, but they can't force you to leave. But with a mandatory evacuation, when the storm hits, they have to pull the first responders off the island, and they can't send them out to help you. So if they give a mandatory evacuation order and you decide when the storm comes through, I need help, they won't come and help you because they can't put people in harm's way.
Yeah, we told you.
In regards to that. And that's when, you know, the reason why people stay is, you know, it's like the boy who cried wolf, you know. They've been there and they're like, this isn't going to hit me. It's not going to happen this time. And for, you know, Anna Maria Island and that area, Cortez, we hadn't seen a major storm like this, you know, and people have different beliefs that it's not going to hit. And so they always thought that it wouldn't impact us. And we learned from Helene that, you know, no one's immune if you're on the coast. It's just when's your time coming?
Well, you were telling me earlier a story of one of your neighbors who decided to stay last time but has made a different decision for Milton.
Yes. So he lives down the street from us, and at 6 o'clock for Helene, they decided to leave, and they were in a really large pickup truck, and their truck stalled around the corner from my house. And when he told me the story, I was experiencing that this individual was fearing that he was going to die. He told how there were 6-foot waves crashing into his truck. They rolled down the passenger side and they were trying to get to our house, which is a block and a half away. They couldn't do it. They had to crawl out the passenger windows and swim a half a block down the street and stand on our library because it's elevated until the storm passed, and then waded their way off the island at about 4 a.m.
Jeez.
So that was 6 to 7 foot storm surge. That one was.
Oh, so Patrick, a lot of go ahead.
And the storm passed us 100 miles offshore.
That was 100 miles away, and you got that kind of storm surge?
Yes. Yes.
So as far as the communication, because I think a lot of for us up here, right, as we're watching both the news about the storm itself, but also the response to Helene, what the response to Milton might be like from FEMA, from different government entities. What has the communication been like on the receiving end of assistance, resources, and just like what to do next?
So we receive a lot of our notification through social media. Our local police department, Bradenton Beach Police Department, has been very good giving us communications in regards to it. We were also fortunate that Governor DeSantis came, well, not too fortunate because you never went to governor by your house after a storm, but he was on our, he was 10 blocks from my house the Saturday after Helene, and he dedicated Florida Department of Transportation to get the main road fixed and to clear all of our streets of sand for that. So to put it in perspective, I'm from the upper Midwest like this, and we all know what snow looks like when it's plowed on the side of the streets, big mounds, 12, 15-foot mounds. We had that as sand after Helene on the sides of the roads. But the sand doesn't melt, unlike the storm, right, the snow. And then also in addition to that, you know, the governor was very helpful in giving, you know, FDOT to clear the debris. They worked as hard as they could, but there was so much debris on the roads, they couldn't get it all. And then local groups helped us as well. So the Salvation Army was around the corner from us because we didn't get power back in my house till Thursday. Some people still didn't get it back before they had evacuated again. And so there was no food, and, you know, you couldn't drive over to the island until Thursday where I lived. So the Salvation Army was out there giving us food and supplies and cold drinks. And there was another restaurant on the pier called Anna Maria Oyster Bar that was giving us food because we, you know, however we were getting over to the island, we depended on people helping us.
Yeah.
So the local government's been really good. The state government, I saw FEMA. FEMA was on the ground in my neighborhood Tuesday and Wednesday, the first response team. There's a trailer park at the end of my block on the island, and they set up in their clubhouse to assist with people. I know people have already had the inspections done by FEMA. I don't know what the results have been, but you know, all the government agencies are pulling together to help.
Perfect. Before we let you go, Patrick, is it worth it? Is living on a tropical paradise worth this?
If you would have asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have said 100%. If you would have asked me on Saturday before we knew we had to leave, I'd say yes. I still think it is. It's the price you pay. We know it. You know, people are going to say, well, he decided to move down there. That's something you do. We do, but it's still until it actually hits you, it never really sinks in.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah, it's worth it. And, you know, 99% of the time, a lot of people would like to be in our situation. It's just this 1% of the time that people are like, oh, I'm glad I didn't move down there.
Well, I'm glad you and Colleen and the hounds got out of there, and stay safe. And we're all thinking about you and everybody on not only Anna Maria Island, but that whole area. Thanks again, Patrick. I'll talk to you later.
You're welcome. Thanks.
All right, let's do this. And there's more. It's Spanning the State.